In a moment, our best program with multiple presenters. First, though, we go back to the big screen. I can't believe I'm introducing this one. But anyway, a children's TV program with multiple presenters in it, kind of. A childhood hero of what mine. And about the only one left not behind bars. No, not Zippy. It's only Sutty's friend Sweep. Bye-bye. Everyone wave. Come on. You did. Wave. Bye-bye, Sweet. Bye-bye. Right. Where do we go after that? Let's see who's going to win the award for Best Programme with Multiple Presenters, sponsored again by our friends at PPL. Many hospital radio stations have programmes presented by a group of people, often include many of the ingredients that make hospital radio unique, such as requests, patients' interaction. So let's see who they are. They are Arrow Sound, Ladies at Lunch with Mandy and Beryl. Bay Trust Radio, The Brandon Chorley Show. BHBS, Best of the West. Hospital Radio, Basingstoke, Mel and Aidy. Hospital Radio, Bedside, iKids. Hospital Radio, Plymouth, Request Line. Inverness Hospital Radio for Most Requested with Alistair and Carol. Nottingham Hospital's Radio, Your Choice with Jake and Julie. Radio Hillingdon, The Request Show. And Radio Stitch, Snakes and Ladders. You know how it works now. Who are our top five? Alan, let's hear them.
Let's hear the top five best programme with multiple presenters. Arrow Sound, Ladies at Lunch with Mandy and Beryl. Wow.
Yeah, so I was speaking in Flemish and they understood me. Unbelievably.
But the mind boggles.
And ambiance was just incredible.
We'll get you on a Monday with ambiance.
Ambiance, yes. Monday. Mandy. It's Wednesday.
Bay Trust Radio, The Brandon Chorley Show.
That's the Lighthouse family on Bay Trust Radio. That's Ocean Drive. That was nice, wasn't it?
I feel like going on a drive by the ocean now.
But you're going to say I feel like going on a drive by now.
No, just on a drive.
Slightly illegal. I wouldn't advise going on a drive by.
Right, I'm going to Markham to drive down the prom, listen to that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Hospital Radio Bedside, iKids.
Morning, Mary. Oh, Mary, you're taking the register.
I am, yes.
Yes, it's our back-to-school special.
Shall I go? Adrian, are you here?
Yes, miss.
Lenny?
Yes, miss.
George?
Yes, miss.
And Tiger, are
no,
you here?
No, miss.
Oh, Tiger's not here, but he's answering. I've got to work that out, actually.
Why didn't Tiger bother turning up, then?
Hospital Radio Plymouth, Request Line.
I'm going to leave this one to you, because I'm not saying this, because otherwise I'll get looks and things from everybody.
I thought that's why you chose it.
No, not at all. I thought it because it was a nice, bouncy tune.
What is it? Go on, you say it.
No, you say it, that's why I gave it to you.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Nottingham Hospitals Radio, Your Choice with Jake and Julie.
OK, right, this is the part of the show where I mimic a famous guitar riff and Julie has to guess what the song is, basically. Is that simple? That's why it's called Guess the Riff. So let me just tune in the guitar. OK, here we go.
OK,
a I'm one,
ready.
Two, three, four. Bow. Diddly-doodly-doodly-doo. Bow. 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 Diddly-doodly-doodly-doo. Bow. Bow.
I think I know bow. This one.
Best programme with multiple presenters.
Round of applause for the nominees. On table 16 are Jake and Julie. Hello. What was the song?
The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
We knew that, didn't we? The Boys Are Back in Town. Good luck. Let's find out who's going to win in this category. How are we over here? Are we okay? Yes. Who's the drunkest in the room? Me. Yeah, wandering around. Right. Let's find out who's going to win. To announce the winners in this category, we welcome from PPL, Charlotte Smith. Let's find out who's got bronze.
said these were easier to open this year.
We stuck yours down.
The bronze award goes to Nottingham Hospital. Got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the
fire, because I am a champion. The judges said this was a programme that truly cares about its audience, has wonderful fun with the patients as well, an entertaining and great listen. Your choice with Jake and Julie, Nottingham Hospitals Radio. Well done, bronze. Who gets silver?
That was a bit easier. Silver award, Hospital Radio Bedside.
The judges again said this was a wonderful programme. Great use of patience in the show. They said, we bet the kids absolutely love it. That was one reaction. Another judge said it was a very strong show and they all loved the bits involving the children. Silver, Hospital Radio Bedside. And now it's gold. Let's get the drum roll. Ian, I know we're not doing it next year, but if we do, we need to buy a drum. Right, gold.
Okay, the best programme with multiple presenters for the gold award goes to Arrow Sound.
Oh, it's those ladies at lunch. The judges said they were in awe of Mandy and Beryl. Such a likeable duo. Fun, friendly, would totally make you forget you're in hospital. One judge said, I want to meet these ladies and I want to lunch with them. Oh, yes. The best programme with multiple presenters. Mandy and Beryl. Arrow Sound. Health and safety. And thank you, Charlotte, and for PPL for all their support as well. Thank you. I've got competition for drunkest in the room. Let's stay with presenters as we move on to the Best Male and Female Presenter Awards. We're starting with Best Female, sponsored by PRS. Recognising the female voice that best represents everything great about Hospital Radio. The nominees, give yourself a cheer for your station as well. Christine Rowley from Hospital Radio Basingstoke. Eileen Thompson, Durham Hospitals Radio. Ellie Jackson, Harrogate Hospital Radio. Emily Crew from Radio Fox. Helen Ward from Radio Glamorgan. Laura Durrant, Sunshine Hospital Radio. Leslie Jennings from Rutwick Sound. Nita Jumu, Hospital Radio, Chelmsford. Peggy Mack from the Hospital Broadcasting Service. And Tindy C from Radio Fox. 10 fantastic presenters, but who are in the top five? Did Beryl or Mandy just fall over? No, it weren't. Let's hear from our top five, Alan.
Sean, you know the drill by now. Here are the top five best female presenters. Christine Rowley, Hospital Radio Basingstoke.
Now, I've been joined by a very special group. Now, I know they're from Basingstoke, and I know they're the Brownies. Can you shout it for me so people can hear? Brighton Hill, great. Okay, I've got to get on to a request first. And what we'll do is we'll do a little bit more with the Brownies and we'll get them on air for you as well.
Eileen Thompson, Durham Hospitals Radio.
Hello, it's Eileen, and I'm down in the Treetops Ward meeting some great kids. Starting off with a lovely young man. What's your name?
Josh.
Hey, hi, Josh, you cool?
Yes.
Hey, what's that you wearing? Are you wearing a nightie?
Is he wearing a nightie?
No.
No, he's not. It's like a onesie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's fab. I love it. I love it. Mm.
And how old are you?
Nearly 10.
Nearly 10? Hey, have you got a girlfriend?
No.
Helen Ward, Radio Glamorgan.
The runners are lining up and it looks like we are about to have the countdown and the race will begin.
So, are you not running the marathon today?
Well, I was going to run it, Sheldon.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you remember last year, I forgot my DAP. This year, I've only brought one DAP.
Oh, no.
So I could have hopped it.
You could have hopped it, no.
But
no.
Then I thought, no, I'd stay with you.
Peggy Mack, the Hospital Broadcasting Service.
Hello there.
Hello there, Annette. Are you the quiet one?
No, the one is quiet. We're all quiet in here.
Except George with his electric blue eyes.
George with electric blue eyes. He's the only man among five women.
How awful for him.
Oh, no, he's loving every minute of it. He's got shorts on and no T-shirt on in his baby.
Excuse me, you're on air. Excuse me, too much shared.
Tindy C. Jagger, Radio Fox.
I'm ringing you up to inform you that you are one of our winners for the Brit Asia tickets.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's absolutely amazing. Oh, my God.
And I also had a little read of the reasons as to why people wanted to go. And your reason was very compelling. Could you share with us what it was?
Yeah, sure. Well, I turned 40 this year, and I think, yeah, maybe I'll just dye my hair and get younger again.
I love it. It's a reason for you to dye your hair and go out there and party.
Best female presenter.
Round of applause for our nominees, please. Where's table 27? Give us a cheer. Who's table 27? Is that Durham? Is Eileen on that table? Eileen, I just want to apologise. From that clip, it sounded like you have a very strange voice, but you use puppets on the wards, is that right? And you were putting the voice on a puppet, yeah? And I see next to you, you've brought the puppets with you, which is good, so that's good. Right, let's move on to reveal the winners. Please welcome from our wonderful sponsors, PRS, it's Laura Mullinger. Right, let's find out, Laura, who's got bronze.
Okay. It will stop. Okay, the bronze for Female Presenter of the Year goes to Tindy C from Radio Fox.
Judges love Tindy's empathy with her listeners, her warm and friendly broadcasting style. Another example of great hospital radio, they said. Another judge said she's a real ray of sunshine. Here she is. Well done, Tindy C, Radio Fox bronze winner. Well done. Let's find out who's got silver.
The winners are there.
They're not there. Right, I'm taking it. Now, Christine is looking gorgeous this evening. Unfortunately, Christine can't be here, but Dave has come up to accept the award on her behalf. The judges felt Christine's strong connection with the patients and the hospital really shone through. She sounds great fun to be with as well as to listen to, unlike Dave. So, silver, Christine Rowley from Hospital Radio Basingstoke. And now, stop looking. It's goals.
Oh, no,
act surprised. Act surprised.
Okay. So, the gold award goes to Peggy Mack from the hospital. Like we're doing it. Waiting so long just to be here. Now we're bringing this back to life.
Yeah, we're bringing this back to life. The judges love Peggy's calm and reassuring style, coupled with her cheeky humour and a sharp wit, making her a worthy winner. Her soothing voice has a beautiful musical quality to it. One judge said, listening to Peggy is like having your best friend sat right next to you, holding your hand and telling you everything will be all right. Peggy Mack, gold female presenter. And thank you, Laura, from PRS. Laura thought the trophies were plastic. She was quite surprised. They're proper glass. They're proper glass. Yeah. We spend your money well, you know. Right. in a moment. You been to the loo? In a moment. Best male, that's why it's PPL. No? Yes. Best male soon. First, let's go to the big screen again. We just awarded the female presenter of the year, so let's go to another female presenter of many a year on the TV screens, it's fair to say. From the news desk of Sky News, here's Kay Burley.
Hello, Watford. Hope you're all having a good evening and conference. As you heard this afternoon, the work you do right across the UK brings real comfort to the patients, your listeners. Being in hospital can be such a lonely time, and knowing that you are there and that you care is so important. It's really appreciated, and it's staggering to think Hospital Radio has now been active for over 90 years. That in itself is a testament to the work of volunteers such as yourselves. Well done to all who are nominated tonight. Congratulations to the winners, and thank you to all involved in Hospital Radio.
Kay Burley. All right. On to Best Male Presenter then, again sponsored by PRS, recognising the male voice that best represents everything great about what we do. Your nominees, Andrew Lohmann-Jones from Radio Glamorgan, Dan Samble from Coventry Hospital Radio, Dave Warren from Hospital Radio Basingstoke, Ian Whiten from Harrogate Hospital Radio, Jamie Pritchard from Radio Glamorgan, JD Van Zyl from Citybeat, Joe Pilbro from Radio Charwell, Peter May from Hospital Radio Plymouth, Rajiv Hassan from Nottingham Hospitals Radio, and Roy Peach from Radio Charwell. Another 10 fantastic presenters, but who? What do you reckon, Dan? What do you reckon? Are you going to be there? Who is in the top five? Oh! Okay, Alan, let's hear them.
Your wish is my command. Here are the top five best male presenters. Andrew Lohmann-Jones, Radio Glamorgan.
OK, then, I've got a request right here on Radio Glamorgan. It's connected with Total 80s. Back in July in London, there was a film and Comic-Con convention, and the whole cast got together one more time. So Lisa's just messaged me saying, any chance of playing a song from the Back to the Future movie? Because she went there to meet them, and it was the best time of her life.
Dan Samble, Coventry Hospital Radio.
So here I am on the Coventry Ring Road. This is quite a surreal experience. I'm just by Junction 5 for Barracks and New Union Street. On the right, you've got two, possibly three lanes of traffic. And here on the left, we've got cyclists. Can we have a cheer, everybody? That is the enthusiasm I love to hear here in Coventry City Centre.
Dave Warren, Hospital Radio Basingstoke.
I'm with Joan. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
Now, Joan, you entered into a competition this weekend.
Oh, really?
And you were picked, so you've won yourself a Hospital Radio mug.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
So, when you get home, a cup of tea,
yes.
Put on a couple of biscuits.
Thank you very much indeed.
You just said that you liked classical music. Any favourites?
Dances from Grieg.
Okay, we'll try and get that on for you for the radio right now.
Peter May, Hospital Radio Plymouth.
I am here with Les on Line Award. 60 seconds. Are these books real or fake? Fancy it?
Yes, please.
The first book title for you, sir. Everything I know about women, I learned from my tractor.
True.
That is true. Roger Welsh wrote that book about his love life of women and tractors, and presumably he was a right weirdo.
Must be.
The next title for you. Rock, paper, scissors, olives.
Fake.
2 out of 2. Well done, that is fake. Olives would have no place in there.
Definitely not.
Rajiv Hassan, Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
How are you feeling today, Margaret?
I feel a lot better, thank you, and not quite so much pain as I was in.
You told me last time you're very much a Bingham girl, aren't you?
Right, I was born in Bingham. I met and married a Bingham man.
And you fought off the attentions of the American GIs, I gather?
Oh, no, I had a good time with them.
Best Male Presenter of the Year.
Round of applause for all five. Shortlisted for Best Male. Announcing the bronze, the silver and the gold from our sponsors, PRS again. Here she is again, it's Laura Mullinger. Laura, who's got bronze? Stop looking at
that. I'm not looking at that. Can I have it back? I can't get in. I can't. OK.
Okay, so the bronze for male presenter of the year goes to Dan Sandbell from Coventry Hospital Radio.
The judges said Dan is someone who really cheers you up. Clearly got a love for Coventry, has bags of energy, and his entry was packed full of relevance to the hospital and the local area. Bronze is Dan Sample. Let's see who's got silver.
Goes to Rajiv Hassan from NMH Arts.
Let's get started. He won bronze last year. This year it's silver. Next year maybe gold. You never know. Yeah, climbing the tree. The judge said Rajiv is a multi-talented presenter showing great variety, very professional style of broadcasting as well. They loved his patient interviews and stories relevant to hospital life. Got a warm style in the way he communicates with guests, patients and callers as well. Silver from Nottingham Hospital's Radio, Rajiv Hassan. Okay. Let's have that drum roll again. Who wins gold?
Gold award goes to Dave Warren from Hospital Radio Bedfordshire.
Unfortunately, Dave can't be here tonight, so Christine Rowley has come to present. Friendly, warm, and relevant. Just three words the judges use to sum up Dave's entry. He's more than just a presenter. He gets involved, debates on interviews, fundraising too. Love the interview with the local MP as well. The judges said it was nice to hear the patients, and it's clear Dave has a great relationship with them. Best male presenter, Dave Warren. Moving on, our penultimate award for tonight. We're going to find out who's winning this year's prestigious John Whitney Award. This award, made to the person who has made an outstanding contribution to Hospital Radio over a period of years. The winner could be drawn from broadcasting, but could quite equally be found from a technical or administrative background. Could have worked for a single station, a series of stations. No shortlisted nominees for this award. Handed out, as I say, in recognition of outstanding service. The judges said all nominations for John Whitney this year were so inspiring. Such a difficult choice to make, but a winner they had to find. And to tell us more about who that winner is, from Absolute Radio, it's Paul Sylvester.
Isn't it good to see that Ian Duncan Smith has found work so quickly? Good morning. No, it nearly bloody is. Good morning. Congratulations once again to Sean, who has once again done an incredible job. 3 years ago, we gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Hospital Radio at the Hospital Radio Awards. This year, he also won the IRN News Lifetime Achievement Award. Clearly another organisation that doesn't think he's going to make it through the next 12 months. I brought my own laughter track, just in case. There is really no organisation like the Hospital Broadcasting Association for finding a hotel on a roundabout. I remember Northampton. They didn't have a bloody Costco. Stuffed breakfast. That won't arrive till Tuesday. I'll see you over there at 10 a.m. Congratulations once again. This is an amazing event. I genuinely love coming and being invited. God knows why. Not next year. To speak at this and to present an award because, as many of you know, I started at Scunthorpe Hospital Radio with Sean and with Ian many years ago. And Hospital Radio gave me all the opportunities, and if it hadn't been for Hospital Radio, I wouldn't be doing the job that I love and the job that I do now. So for those of you there, and this young man here, when he won his awards, his reaction and the joy epitomizes everything that is about hospital radio. So well done. One final thing. This is the best thing that has happened to the HBA in years and years and years. Grant, you have done an amazing job in getting this through and getting it out there. Radio is about art and science. You know the art, we're hearing the art, you've now got the science to back it up. Right, anyway, sorry, what am I here for? John Whitney Award, yeah. Thank you. 50 quid an hour, but well bloody worth it. The winner of this year's John Whitney Award is someone who has served at their station for almost 40 years. That's twice Joe Russell's lifetime. They've clearly safeguarded its existence through the many ups and downs of hospital radio life. They've shown to have a good relationship with hospital management and have led various upgrades at their station, being among the first to use the Wi-Fi Spark service and have supported other stations as well. They're a previous gold winner here at the awards, and as a presenter, they've led the station's longest-running weekday shows. They've trained new presenters, supported other members, have demonstrated the key value of patient involvement, and are themselves more involved than ever before. I'm delighted to reveal that the winner of the John Whitney Awards, a true hospital radio legend, please be upstanding for Keith Reeve from Radio Broccoli.
Barbara Streisand.
Well, goodness me. Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you very much, HBA. And thank you very much to the 40 fantastic years that I've spent at Radio Broccoli. I've met some wonderful people. It's been an inspiring time. And I hope there will be a few more years to come yet. But above all, of course, is when you get onto that ward or you're doing an event and you bring a smile out of somebody that maybe wasn't thinking they're going to smile that day. And if that is your reward, that's all you need. Thank you.
Keith Reeve from Radio Broccoli. And thank you, kind of, Paul Sylvester from Absolute Radio. Right. Let's move on, shall we? We're almost there. One more to go. The Station of the Year. First of all, big round of applause to all our nominees tonight. What a fantastic night. Absolutely amazing. Such variety of the work of hospital radio. Now, before we get to Station of the Year, we've one more greeting from the big screen. He's a star of stage, screen, in some parts of the world, music as well. Whether it's Knight Rider, Baywatch, America's Got Talent, please welcome the Hoff.
Hey guys, I know it's volunteer, and I know you guys are in it to win it, the Hospital Radio Awards. Good luck. Have a Hofftastic day. You guys do terrific work. It's David Hasselhoff, Hoff and Running.
David Hasselhoff. Now, David was actually going to come along tonight, but he realized you don't need a lifeguard because there's no swimming pool. Right. It's time to reveal who will be named the HBA Station of the Year, thanks to our sponsors at PPL. Recognising all-round excellence from hospital radio stations. The nominees, Baytrust Radio. Coventry Hospital Radio. Harrogate Hospital Radio. Hospital Radio Basingstoke. Hospital Radio Plymouth. Radio Broccoli. Radio Glamorgan.
Radio Redhill, and Radio Tyneside. The Hospital Broadcasting Service. Well done to all 10. Who have we shortlisted the judges to the final five? Alan, let's hear some of their amazing output.
Here we go then. Step closer to the big one. The top five Station of the Year nominees. Coventry Hospital Radio.
Jane Wood, who has a claim to fame. You have quite a famous brother, don't you?
Well, my brother is one of the people that started the Coventry Radio, Hospital Radio. And I was admitted to hospital to have my varicose veins done. And the naughty boy, my brother, played a song for me, which was You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
And you want that one playing again today, do
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
just
wonderful.
To make me laugh.
Hospital Radio Plymouth.
You have to watch her, she can be very naughty.
Really?
Oh, she gets that ward in an uproar from time to time.
Sue.
She had them round at sort of midnight last night, they were round and round the ward chasing moths in their knickers, apparently.
They were what?
Radio Broccoli.
So this is an ergometer. So it allows a patient to wheel up in their wheelchair and attach their feet to the pedals. We then give them electrical stimulation to the relevant muscles for cycling. So what that means is we can actually measure how much force is being produced by the stimulation and voluntarily by the patient.
Radio Tyneside.
Broadcasting live from Newcastle, it's time for North Sport. On the show today is the second week of the Premier League season, and with Newcastle playing pretty well last weekend and earning a draw against Southampton, can we follow it up with a win today? It's going to be difficult, but we hope so. And with the England men's cricket team demolishing the Aussies last weekend and regaining the Ashes, all eyes will now focus on the women's team.
The Hospital Broadcasting Service.
I'm phoning from the Homeopathic Hospital.
I know this already because we do wee chat off air. And you've got a lovely singing voice. Could I just hear you go me, 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 me again?
Okay, then.
On you go, sing.
Me, 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 me.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
And I can hold the note.
Oh, you certainly did. It went on for quite a long, long time.
The Station of the Year.
Let's have a round of applause, please, for our final five in the big one. Now, voice of the god, Alan. Who are we going to get to present the next award, then?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at huge expense and no less effort, I'm actually here in person. Look round. Take a look at the back of the room.
It's only Alan Dedeko.
We actually delayed dinner deliberately so he could do the lottery and then get here. And here he is. Hello, Alan.
Don't give me that. I raced around at 90 miles an hour around the M25 and you hadn't even bloody started, had you?
I'm still waiting for my coffee. But anyway, how are you?
I'm all right. The rugby overran. I was sitting there thinking, I'm never going to make this. I'm never going to make this. And I nearly didn't. But anyway, I'm here now. Tonight's winning numbers are, ladies and gentlemen... In ascending order, they are 21, 27, 31, 34, 40, and 54. The bonus tonight, 22, ladies and gentlemen. You're all mad, completely mad. However, if you join me tomorrow, what time are we doing the thing tomorrow?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, far too early. But the archers won't have finished. Are you mad? But yeah, if you join me tomorrow, I'll explain that it, exactly what was said earlier is true. We all had that enthusiasm once. We all looked good like that once. And I'm standing right next to him and hating him, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, I'll explain tomorrow. I owe it all to Hospital Radio, I have to say. It gave me the courage to come out of myself and just generally be brilliant. The Station of the Year. Shush, shush, I haven't had enough to drink yet. Mind you lot have. In bronze position, third place, ladies and gentlemen, it's congratulations to Hospital Radio Plymouth.
Well Previous gold winners, they're in the top three yet again. The judges love the real hospital community elements to Hospital Radio Plymouth. One said the specialist content is incredible. They particularly mentioned the dementia poem as being outstanding. Your bronze station of the year, Hospital Radio Plymouth. Well done.
So,
isn't that the one Philip Schofield went to? Yes, yeah. You see? Knowledge, that's knowledge.
We are waiting for the envelope for silver. It'll be coming soon. It is late. It is late.
Christ, you have to do it yourself. Jesus. Oh, God in heaven. Where's June Snowden when you need her? Don't come up, please. Don't come up. Save that till tomorrow. And you can stop that noise as well. Oh, look at this, in silver, ladies and gentlemen, in second position. Almost made it, but not actually good enough. and there's a certain David who will hit me for that. It's Radio Tyneside! And I'm always all around, cause I know the sound, I know the sound. That's three golds and two silvers tonight for Radio Tyneside. The judges said this station offered so much, from its station imaging to its specialist programming. There's a lot going on from a station clearly at the heart of the local community. The Geordie Hour was a delight, as we heard earlier, as was the Health Watch Newcastle. Mentioned two of the religious programming, which was more than a usual service from the chapel. Silver, Radio Tyneside, well done. Amazing what you can do with glass, isn't it? Not amazing enough, in my opinion, but there you go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is it. The big one. This is what you've all been waiting for. This is what 16 cameras have flashed me for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The station of the year, taking the gold tonight. Sorry about this. This is my Pinewood Pass. Sorry about that. Just a place drop. Station of the year, ladies and gentlemen, for this year is... Oh, they're going to be delighted with this. No, they will. They will love this. They will. I wouldn't have thought it, would you? No. Come up and collect your prize, please. Radio Broccoli! Time, oh, if you love me, love me like you say you do, then you need to do what you say you do. If you love me, love me like you say you do, then you need to love me like you say you do.
Well, Radio Broccoli won gold for its sheer variety of programming. A real engaging listen. I'll go outside. Demonstrating a lot in breadth of content. One judge said there are more voices on this entry than any other I've ever heard, which is lovely.
The How many tables of, did this lot have? How many tables?
Emily and a brain tumour story brought a tear to one judge's eye and was well handled by the presenter. Another judge said it's clear Radio Broccoli is an integral part of their hospital. Your gold station of the year, Radio Broccoli! Get off. Get up. Go have your photo with Alan.
Gosh. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was all right, yeah.
It was exhausting.
Nearly done.
People don't realise how exhausting show business is, do they? Really? See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. His is a red wine, if you'd like it. Alan Dedicott, ladies and gentlemen.
And he's tiptoeing past June, I see. That is it for another year, I'm afraid. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's ceremony. Thank you again to our sponsors, our special guests this evening, all of our judges. Thanks to the team from Scunthorpe, especially Keith and Kath and Ian. And Kathy's now holding up a box because you've got to go see her to get a box for your trophies and a certificate as well. Don't forget, Dave may well want to chat to you as well for the podcast. Oh, what a night. Thank you, Ian Lee. Are you coming up here, Ian? Are you coming up? No, okay. You're going to the bar, are you? Right, okay. Listen, tonight, as always, has been about raising the profile and celebrating the amazing work carried out by hospital broadcasters across the country. Have we done that?
Yes!
Let's give everyone a round of applause one final time. You know, your work isn't in vain. It is recognised at the highest level. We've heard on the big screen from so many people, not just nationally, internationally, across the universe, as we heard earlier. I mentioned it earlier, the International Space Station, Major Tim Peake. He sent this tweet, if you can see it on the screen. Well done to all the nominees in tonight's National Hospital Radio Awards in the UK. Thank you for all you do entertaining patients. Sent from the International Space Station to his followers right around the globe. That is how much you are appreciated. I couldn't put it better myself. From the Hospital Radio Awards for 2016, good night.